is News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. Lawmakers return to the Capitol in Jefferson City for the annual veto session today. Brian Houseworth has a preview.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson had 12 vetoes this year. 11 involved parts of appropriation bills, and the other was a local government bill. In his veto message, Governor Parson says the local government bill contained 37 different subjects and is unconstitutional. He also vetoed parts of 11 appropriations bills. In his message, he says they were not part of his budget recommendations. Brian Hillsworth, MissouriNet.
Federal government is working to send more than 150 million rapid COVID-19 tests across the nation later this fall. Department of Elementary and Secondary Education spokesperson Mallory McGowan says the tests will give results in about 15 minutes and help school staff determine whether they can work on a given day. During yesterday's State Board of Education meeting, she says long-term care centers and higher education and K-12 schools are supposed to get them first.
We are working with the statewide COVID response team to develop the plans and guidance, et cetera, for this new line of effort, just trying to really advocate for realistic use of our existing time and resources to make that happen at the school level.
Missouri Senator Roy Blunt chairing a special hearing on vaccine development on Capitol Hill today. He's got a lot of questions.
And the questions will be, what is the plan to distribute vaccine when we get it? Are we in fact on track to have tens of millions of easy to take and quick response tests by October? And what is the determination as to how we'll prioritize who gets the vaccine first?
Blunt will chair that Senate hearing. And Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft has secured 25,000 face masks to be delivered to local election authorities for the November 3rd general election. Tough COVID-19 safety rules for Mizzou students. UM System Chancellor and Mizzou President Moon Choi testified to a House panel on disease control and prevention yesterday, saying that if the positive case trends change.
But I want to make this very clear. If at any time during our 7:30 daily meetings with the medical experts and the public health experts, we find that the pandemic is turning for the worse, or the experts tell me that it's time to pivot, we will go into pivot for remote learning immediately.
Choi updated a House panel yesterday at the State House. Affordable housing complexes in Springfield are being overhauled during a multi-million-dollar project. The housing complex is currently managed by the Housing Authority of Springfield. They're being sold to Keystone Family Homes, who will use a private developer to renovate nearly 300 homes. The executive director of the Housing Authority says the upgrades are necessary and overdue. This is News on MissouriNet.